Look for what you notice, but no one else sees. Area of Thought 8, this is a live reading and reflection of Rick Rubin's book, The Creative Act. And let's get going. In the wild, animals must narrow their field of vision to survive. A tight focus prevents distraction from critical needs. Food, shelter, predators, procreation. For the artist, this reflexive action can be a hindrance. Widening one's scope allows for more moments of interest to be noticed and collected, building a treasury of material to draw from later. A practice is the embodiment of an approach to a concept. This can support us in bringing about a desired state of mind. When we repeat the exercise of opening our senses to what is, we move closer to living in a continually open state. We build a habit, one where expanded awareness is our default way of being in the world. To deepen this practice is to embark on a more profound relationship with Source. As we reduce the interference of our filter, we become better able to recognize the rhythms and movements around us. This allows us to participate with them in a more harmonious way. When we take notice of the cycles of the planet and choose to live in accordance with its seasons, something remarkable happens. We become connected. We begin to see ourselves as part of a greater whole that is constantly regenerating itself. And we may then tap in to this all-powerful propagating force and ride its creative wave. I love the choice of words. I love the vocabulary used throughout this book. It's so poetic. I love this way of describing the state we're in, I guess, that can also constantly regenerate itself. To support our practice, we might set up a daily schedule where we engage in particular rituals at specific times every day or week. The gestures we perform don't need to be grand. Small rituals can make a big difference. We can decide to take 3 slow, deep breaths upon awakening each morning. This simple act can set a course to start each day still, centered, and in the moment. We might also eat our meals mindfully, slowly savoring each bite with appreciation. Take a daily walk in nature, looking at everything, entering our field of vision with gratitude and connection. Take a moment to marvel at the feeling of our heartbeat and the movement of blood through our veins before sleep. The purpose of such exercises is not necessarily in the doing, just as the goal of meditation isn't in the meditating. The purpose is to evolve the way we see the world when we're not engaged in these acts. We are building the musculature of our psyche to more acutely tune in. This is so much of what the work is about. Awareness needs constant refreshing. If it becomes a habit, even a good habit, it will need to be reinvented again and again. Until one day you notice that you're always in the practice of awareness at all times, in all places, living your life in a state of constant openness to receiving. This book is utterly divine. It is so incredibly profound, simple, moving, and I talk about this a lot, actually, about self-care and a routine being a foundation for productivity, if you like. I speak about it on my separate podcast and YouTube channel, which you can find by searching Serena Hussein. And what I also tried to allude to is this, is how routine can actually be an invitation to more creativity, because our routine can allow us to cultivate this sort of habit, which can become almost automatic, of slowing down, of paying attention, of taking the AirPods out, the headphones off, walking back from the gym, just paying attention to the buildings, the design, the transport, the reliability, or not putting any value on things and just observing things as they are. So I think it's pretty obvious that Rick Rubin is wanting us to not divide our state of being from our creativity. In fact, that's what this entire book is about. And it's just incredible. I want to ask you, actually, did you just rush through this book? Did you just read it in one sitting, or did you savor it? I'm savoring it because I'm using it as an excuse to, well, I'm using this live reading and reflection as an excuse to savor it more, because I want it to be almost a pit stop in my day, in my days, in my routine, so I can contemplate a little bit more and take it with me. And I wonder if you're doing the same or have done the same with this book. Thank you so much for tuning back into Life Vocabulary content. That's all about reflecting on and commentary about creativity, as well as art and music. And you'll find some other pieces on this channel and on the podcast channel. Thank you. Here's to your creativity, and you'll see me in the next one.